Welcome to Brother Sister Lister. I'm Brother.
And I'm Sister.
And this week we are talking about
our top five favorite ice cream truck treats. This topic was actually suggested to us by one of our listeners, so we really encourage you guys to do that. We love getting different ideas from you, so definitely keep giving us those ideas of what you might want to hear us talk about.
Yeah, and thank you so much for those. So for this list, we're talking about what we'll consider ice cream truck treats, and that's a little bit of a broad topic, kind of depends on the ice cream truck.
Yeah.
But basically any kind of frozen treats that you might be able to get off an ice cream truck, different types of popsicles or ice cream treats and bars, things like that. So should we jump into it?
Yeah, let's do it.
My number five is the push-up.
This is on my list.
Okay, we'll come back to it then.
My number five is the Chipwich.
Mm.
Oh my gosh. Is this on your list?
It's not, but these are delicious.
They're so delicious. So this is basically an ice cream sandwich, but instead of that kind of brownie ice cream sandwich that you would normally have, it's two chocolate chip cookies, and then the outside of the ice cream is rolled in mini chocolate chips. So it's got kind of crunch from the chocolate chips, and then the cookies are actually pretty soft and chewy, and then the ice cream in the middle. It's so delicious.
I honestly don't know if I've had one where the outer portion of the ice cream is rolled in chocolate chips.
Yeah, it's
the ones that I'm imagining are, which maybe is a slightly different variation, but they're just the chocolate chip cookies with the ice cream in the middle. And I feel like you can get the packaged ones that are maybe like Nestle Toll House or something.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was going to say. I think the ones that you can buy in the store don't have that, but the ones that were actually from ice cream trucks are rolled in the little chocolate chips, which I love because I like the crunch of it.
Yeah.
Those ones are from Crave Better Foods LLC, and they first released in 1978. And they are so incredibly delicious. They're a hearty snack. Like they're a lot to eat in one sitting. I probably can't eat a whole one anymore.
Right.
But they're really tasty. So that's my number five.
My number four is the drumstick.
This is a good one.
Not on your list?
Not on my list.
Okay. I love drumsticks.
Mm-hmm.
This is a very delicious treat. And I was reading a little bit about the origin of the drumstick, and it was kind of interesting. I read a story that the waffle cone was invented at the 1904 St. Louis World's Fair, and apparently an ice cream vendor had run out of bowls, and there was a waffle vendor there, and he approached him and asked him to like make a flattened out waffle that he could serve ice cream in, basically, and rolled it into cones.
Million
dollar idea. And right there. Yeah. I was thinking the innovation of world's fairs is something that we're kind of missing in today's society. Be nice to see that come back a little bit. But so that was the origin of the ice cream cone. And then in 1928, a group of brothers invented what basically became the drumstick, you know, added the chocolate coating with the peanuts on the top. And one of their wives said that she thought it looked like a chicken leg, which of course people call a drumstick.
Yep.
And that's why the ice cream cone became known as a drumstick, because she thought it looked like a chicken leg.
I like that.
I thought that was pretty funny. But this is a delicious treat.
Yeah.
I love eating the top. The coating with the peanuts and the chocolate is so delicious.
Mm-hmm.
I also love the last bite of the cone where you get like a bunch of chocolate in the bottom of the cone.
That's what I was going to say. That last bite with the chocolate in the end of the cone is so incredible. And anything with that shell coating on ice cream is so good to me. Like one of my favorite things. Mm-hmm. So
when I was researching, I watched a video, a How It's Made type video, and they were showing it wasn't the drumstick brand, but it was a similar type of, you know, cone ice cream treat.
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying that the reason that they spray the chocolate inside the cone is to isolate the cone from the ice cream so that it doesn't get soggy.
Drip down into it.
Well, so that it doesn't get soggy. If you're having an ice cream cone that's prepared right in front of you, it's going to stay, you know, crisp.
Yeah.
But because these are pre-prepared and frozen, if the ice cream and the cone were right next to each other, it would kind of make the cone soggy.
Yeah, that's true.
So they put the chocolate little spray in between as an isolator.
Huh.
Kind of interesting.
Yeah, that is interesting. Drumsticks always make me think of mom and dad also. I feel like they have those a lot.
I feel like these are frequently in the freezer at mom and dad's house.
Frequently a temptation when we're over there.
Yeah.
My number four is the strawberry crunch bar.
Mm, these are so good.
They're so good. It's the only... I usually am not a huge fruit ice cream person. Like, if I'm gonna have something fruity, I'd gear towards more popsicle, and then if I'm gonna have ice cream, I like chocolate.
Is this like the strawberry shortcake kind
of
one?
Yes, okay. So just making sure it's got like strawberry filling and then crunchy.
That crumbly stuff on the outside is the best.
Oh, it's so good.
That's what makes it
part.
So good.
I couldn't find a whole ton of information on it, actually, but it's manufactured by Good Humor.
Mm.
It's delicious, and I couldn't even find a release date on it, actually, so, I mean, there was a lot of recipes on how to make your own.
Yeah.
when you try to find information on this, but not a lot else. But I just love that crumbly stuff on the outside. So good. And I don't see anything amazing like this in stores very much. I think it was more
for a while. I was buying a similar type of thing that you could buy boxed at the grocery store. I don't remember what the manufacturer was on it. It was a variation on a similar idea, but yeah, they're so delicious.
So good. So that's my number four.
My number three is the ice cream sandwich.
Just the classic.
Just the classic. This was actually the How It's Made video that I watched was actually ice cream sandwiches and kind of drumstick-esque ice cream cone treats. So I'll put a link in the show notes to the video. It's actually really cool.
Yeah.
But the original ice cream sandwich, just the two kind of wafer-thin cookies, like you said, almost has a brownie-type consistency to it, and the vanilla ice cream in the middle, just that rectangular traditional ice cream sandwich to me is so delicious.
Yeah, they are really good.
It's probably a good thing that I don't buy things like this for my home.
Yeah.
Because I could probably just wipe out a whole box of ice cream sandwiches in a day.
We don't buy ice cream treats for our home because, I would eat them immediately.
Yeah. And this is one that's been around a long time. Apparently, it was actually patented. The ice cream sandwich, kind of as we know it today, was patented in the 60s. But there are photos from the Jersey Shore from like the early 1900s where they were selling a version of the ice cream sandwich. So this is an old school treat. Mm-hmm. And obviously, I mean, it's kind of a simple one, but they're just so delicious.
Yeah,
so
the only thing I have a hard time with ice cream sandwiches, the outside part, when you're getting towards the end there and, you know, you're trying to finish it before it melts, as soon as you're done, any finger that was touching it is, like, covered in that chocolate stuff.
It's part of the experience.
I guess, but it's not my favorite part of the experience.
I usually use the paper.
Yeah.
To hold it. So I'll kind of peel the paper but leave the bottom part of the paper in my hand so that doesn't happen.
Right.
But yeah, ice cream sandwich fingerprints are definitely a thing.
Yes. So good though. My number three is Bomb Pops.
This is my number two.
Oh, perfect. So they were invented in 1955 in Kansas City and they are so good. The original flavors, I mean most common flavors, is cherry, lime, and blue raspberry. They've gone through a lot of different collabs with people, I guess. There's
Warhead. Yeah, they have a lot of variations that are a little crazy.
Right, yeah. Buzz Lightyear and, you know, all those different ones. But the original flavors are so good.
So good. Also, this is one where you can buy home versions of these, and sometimes they're under different names, you know, firecracker treats or whatever. But the original Bomb Pop version that you get when you buy it from an ice cream truck is like a huge popsicle too, which is so good.
Yeah.
And sometimes when you get them on the ice cream truck, you can get the all lime version, which I also think is amazing.
Yes, me too. I was going to ask, what's your favorite?
My favorite's the blue raspberry.
Oh, really? Mine's the lime.
I think that blue raspberry is my favorite, like, fake flavor. That's just, like, it's not a thing. Yeah. But, like, in candy and in treats like this, blue raspberry is one of my favorites, for sure.
Yeah, I think it is always, like, the coveted flavor, too. Like, you'll get two blue raspberry Jolly Ranchers in a pack.
Yeah, or I totally think, like, blue raspberry Warheads, too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, blue raspberry is just a delicious flavor. But I really like all three flavors, and I do like that you kind of get it in stages, so it's like three popsicles in one, kind of.
I do, too, because I think other popsicles do that kind of layering idea, but they overlap so much that you don't taste, like, the individual flavors as much, where Bomb Pops, you really taste them separately.
Yeah, like you could bite off at that section and only have that flavor. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, these are just delicious. Also, for some reason, this one makes me think of Dad, too.
Oh, yeah. They're like his all-time favorite.
Yeah. I just kind of associate Bomb Pops with Dad.
Yeah.
Also, sister and I and one of our friends had an extremely fake band when we were younger. I think that we did one song, maybe.
Yeah.
In the back room of our parents' house.
One-hit wonders.
And our band was called the Bomb Pops.
Yep.
So we looked up on MySpace that there was already like five other bands called that.
But we thought we really had something going.
So that was my number two.
My number two is Choco Tacos.
This is my number one.
Oh, man.
Choco Tacos are so good.
They are incredible.
And it's kind of a drumstick made into a taco, but it's just so good.
It really is, yeah. But there's something about the shape of it and the way it's made that make eating it so much more enjoyable to me than a drumstick.
I agree, actually.
Drumsticks are kind of separate still, really.
Yeah, this you can get all the flavors in every bite, pretty much.
Oh, they're so good. And the cone does get a little bit chewy, which I actually kind of like.
I do, too.
So
I was thinking that because I read online that they had kind of tweaked the recipe, like somewhere around the late 90s, I think. And I was thinking, man, I really remember the version where it gets a little bit soft and not soggy, but
chewy.
Yeah. The taco shell portion gets a little chewy, and I actually enjoy that.
Me too.
Something about that flavor and texture just is really pleasant.
Yeah.
This is one that I remember having for the first time distinctly, going on a road trip with mom, and I'm pretty sure it was stopping at a Taco John's, and they had Choco Tacos available there. And I remember getting one. That's like a very distinct memory of the first time I ever had one.
Yeah.
And thinking, this is the greatest thing ever.
My first ever one I had was actually from an ice cream truck. And I was just like, where have these been all my life?
Yeah.
And then, unfortunately, I worked a night shift for a while. And the gas station down the street had them. And I discovered that and had one like every single shift. Which was probably not great for me.
Oh, man.
But made those night shifts a lot easier.
Yeah, and this is one of the kind of newer treats I found.
Yeah.
Invented in 1984 in Philadelphia. And it's now sold under the Klondike brand,
mm-hmm.
which is funny. I don't think of a Choco Taco and like a Klondike bar as kind of being the same thing.
Yeah, no.
But
oh, man.
They're the best.
They're so good.
So that was my number one, Choco Taco.
My number one is push-ups, so we can come back to this.
Nice.
I love these. When it comes to like ice cream and stuff, if I was just going to scoop myself a bowl of ice cream, I would almost lean more towards sherbet.
Hmm.
And that's kind of what this makes me think of, is like sherbet on the go.
We should probably cover this right now. We say sherbet.
Yeah, what else would it be called?
There's only one R. It's actually sherbet.
What?
Yeah. But yeah, our family says sherbet. I know other people say this. I think we're probably all wrong, but we're all okay with it. So
I literally had no idea that was even a thing.
Yeah, I think people who are pronunciation sticklers, they will say sherbet.
If someone said sherbet to me, I would have no idea what they were talking about. Good to know, though. Anyways.
Anyway, also, I enjoy sherbet a lot.
Yes.
It's delicious.
It's so good.
This clicked in my brain just now, but I remember mom for like parties making those sherbet float things with like 7-Up or something.
Yeah, with like Ceramist and then
be like in a big punch bowl.
Sherbet. Oh man,
that's
so,
so
good.
But yeah, I really like the push-up sherbet flavors, and in particular, I like the rainbow version.
Me too. That one's my favorite.
And my visual association with push-ups like this is that they have the Scooby-Doo packaging.
Mm-hmm. Me
and
too.
A bunch of the pictures I saw online didn't necessarily, but the ones I always think of getting always had the Scooby-Doo packaging.
I wonder if that was just the timing of when we were first...
Maybe. I saw pictures online that definitely did have Scooby-Doo, but a lot of them didn't, too. Yeah, I totally associate push-ups
with
Scooby-Doo.
Think of.
And this is one that I know you can get it on an ice cream truck, but I definitely remember getting it more like at gas stations,
mm-hmm.
like slide open the freezer
cooler thing.
And get one.
So good. That's, I mean, if an ice cream truck went by right now,
that'd be
what
your
I
choice.
Would want. Yeah. So that's our list of our top 5 favorite ice cream truck treats. Hope you guys enjoyed that.
I want to eat all these things right now.
Me too. Ice cream trucks are a little bit of a dying breed, and I hope they can stick around.
Thank you guys so much for your list suggestions. Hopefully you will give us some new topics to talk about. We always love your guys' ideas. And if you want to tweet at us, you can do that at BSL Podcast. You can also comment on any of our Instagram posts. We are at Brother Sister Lister on Instagram.
You can find us on the web at brothersisterlister.com. That has all of our past episodes as well as all of our show notes. There's some cool details on our different list topics and everything in there, so be sure to check those out. And also be sure to subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts. We do new episodes every week, so we'd love for you guys to join us.
Yeah, and while you're on Apple Podcasts, if you wouldn't mind leaving a rating or review, that really is a huge help to us, and we would appreciate it so much.
Yeah, and it helps other people find the show, too.
So thanks for listening, and until next week, call your mom.
Tell her you love her.
Bye.
Bye.